Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Wait.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. I just got to turn my phone on, do not disturb real quick because we are professional. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still doing the podcast from my bed because it's better for my knee just to have it laying up and not to be seated the whole time. But other than that, I'm doing fine. It's getting better by the day, so
that's good to hear.
Good progress there, so I'm happy.
That's good to hear, bro.
I think my mood would change if the progress would be a bit slower and would like not go forward as much.
Yeah,
like that would piss me off a bit more. But as long as it's moving, I'm fine. Even if it's the situation is just annoying, but
yeah. I mean, being sick or being injured in bed all day is like never, you know, kind of ideal. And you always learn to appreciate being healthy when you're 100%. Sick. Like.
Right, change of scenery for me at the moment is going to the kitchen or something, or going to the living room to see my parents, or like have dinner maybe.
Yeah, I feel. But I mean, I guess kind of like try and appreciate the downtime, because it'll come, like you'll have final exams or whatever eventually again, and you'll be 100%. Like, damn, I was doing nothing at that point. Like, I should have enjoyed it more.
100%. 100%. So, yeah.
Bro, I listened to the episode of last week that we recorded, or yes, that we have posted as well. So episode 75, we talked a lot about like basically just like nature and wild animals and stuff like.
Yeah,
bro, I listened back to it. Trip. Yeah, I listened back to it right after we recorded it. Bro, that was a good ass episode. I'm not gonna lie. I was like enjoyingly listening to the episode that we had just talked about. So. To those listening, if you haven't listened to that episode, make sure to listen to that one after you've listened to this one, because this one will of course be a lot better.
Yeah,
because we get better every time.
Exactly, proven progress.
Oh man, but yeah, we had some quite some few people were happy that we came back with the podcast.
Yeah, so I saw.
That's always awesome to
see.
Yeah. But
100%. The content's appreciated.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is as well, we've been doing this for over a year now, or 2 years.
Yeah.
And we haven't made like a single cent from it. We kind of just do it for fun.
Yeah, I said this before, I think there's certain steps we probably have to take at some point, maybe just to further the progress.
Yeah.
I mean
we haven't even tried to monetize it, so like
we haven't tried to monetize it, and we can produce a better package that is more like commercial.
Yeah, I guess so.
Kind of vibe that, like, and stuff like that, which probably we should do at some point or soon. But the good thing is that we do know to a certain extent that people do like us talking about certain stuff and just us having a conversation.
Yeah.
Which is probably the main part to start with. You just got to improve on that.
I mean, we do it for the people.
Exactly.
We're for the people.
No, but I think we had a topic for last week, which, because of our little detour on nature, we didn't talk
about.
Yeah,
that's facts. New Year resolutions, correct?
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I have my own. I think we probably even have talked about this before.
Have we?
My own little opinion about New Year's resolutions, as in like everybody makes them and then who really sticks to them, or you'd like, it's a typical thing of like, literally my girlfriend told me this, she's been going to the gym regularly, and she's like, my God, I like it. it's just so busy now.
Bro.
Like everyone's going. And
for
it's
real.
This typical thing after New Year's. Everyone is like, oh, gotta get fit again, gotta go to the gym, let's go, start working. And it's really commendable, but realistically, give it like a month, and then in February, the gyms will already look a lot different, because there's a lot of people that will have not went through with it and started to fade out. And that is like my thing with New Year's resolutions, is like, if you can change it now. Don't like wait for like the 1st of January and then suddenly be like, okay, I'm a changed person, I'm gonna, you know what I mean, kind of vibe. Like, it's sometimes I think the thinking's a bit wrong. If you can do it like that, fine, but I feel like sometimes people who just like set that goal for then, it just, they don't stick to it. I don't know.
I mean, on the one hand, like, it is nice to see people going to the gym and everything. And, yeah, and exactly. This, you know, despite the fact that I really hate how full it gets. Like, I went yesterday and it was so full in the gym. I've never seen it this full. And I heard the trainers even saying, damn, it's full and everything. But nonetheless, it is nice to see people trying better themselves, you know? And like, when, yeah, once exactly. you give up trying, then you've already lost. Like, then you've really lost. Yeah. So, I, you know, that's definitely, like you said, commendable. But I have to sort of disagree with you, because I think, you know, New Year's resolutions and like people that do those type of stuff. I feel what you say, like you shouldn't wait until New Year. Just like if you want trying to change something, yeah. like do it directly. You know, don't wait for like the first of January, yeah. because at the end of the day, like it is just another day that isn't any different than yesterday or the week before that or the month before that. But I think it kind of helps, you know, a full year, like that's Earth going around the sun like one full time, yeah, right? Yeah. So on that side, like it is kind of like pretty cool, I guess. And to kind of mark that day with the start of a new year, new opportunities, especially for people that maybe didn't have the best year. The fact that now there's a new one kind of like, I would say, portrays a little bit of a hope that this year it'll be better. This cycle around the sun will be so much better. And, you know, it always brings new hope and opportunities and stuff like that. So I think for some people it could be like kind of exciting. But yeah. on the other hand, like, I mean, just start today if you're trying to change something, you know, like, and also like, I don't know. Yeah, you are right. Like a lot of people don't kind of keep up with their New Year's resolutions, which is a little bit unfortunate. But I think there are small things that you can do to change that, to kind of, you know, keep yourself 100%. Accountable.
Another thing maybe with it is it's not maybe also not as much about the New Year's resolution. It's just the way that people argue it to themselves in their head. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people kind of create these things because it's like, okay, what are my New Year's resolutions? Mm-hmm. It's not like I would think it's a better approach to be like, what do I want to change for myself, and then write a list, and that's my New Year's resolutions. But not start with like, I want New Year's resolutions. Like, kind of like start from a different side. Yeah. What do I need? Not just do it for the fact to have New Year's resolutions, if you kind of get what I'm saying. Because then, like, the motivation is different. I think I fully see what you're saying with, like, okay, maybe you had a bad year, you want to start better for the next year, like, improve, say, okay, this year's going to be different, I want to really strive for things. Yeah. But do that because that's what you want to do, not just for the fact of, like, okay, what can I kind of write on my list as a New Year's resolution?
Yeah, 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 and not to, like, give into the trend. Basically.
But yeah. But nonetheless, I think we've both kind of, I didn't write a list, but I probably had certain things in mind. I think you had certain stuff in mind.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's one main one, which is cutting back on alcohol. Okay. Like hella. Like, I'm not looking to be drinking anymore or drinking excessively, and but at the same time, I don't want to be that guy that I don't drink alcohol. So if there's like something to celebrate and someone brings a glass of champagne or whatever to give it like toast, then I'll definitely have a drink with that. Or maybe if like a big nice party, I'll have like one or two beers or something like that, but only light alcohol. So I'm like really excited for it. So far, it's been very easy to give up. Like I'm almost 3 weeks into the new year, and it's been quite easy not to drink alcohol and stay away from it. I don't miss it at all. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
That's fair enough. Mm. I thought to a certain extent you were already doing that, weren't you?
Yeah, I had like kind of already started around like Christmas and the New Year. Like New Year's, I had nothing to drink, one glass of champagne. That was it. And Christmas as well, like just a glass of champagne.
Fair enough. Mm. I mean. I think it's really dependent on what you want to do. I mean, in general, you're also not the type of guy to party as much as a lot of other people
that's
probably
true.
In our age.
That's true.
So I think stuff like that, if that's just not who you are, then there's no reason to do it. I always feel like if someone's that, that's not who you are and you don't want to go out as much and stuff, then you don't really don't have to do it. I don't know, for some people it's like it also gets too much. Like, I've seen people where it becomes their life, like just going out completely the whole time. There is this whole culture around it. You have influencers who just base their whole culture by being these party animals and stuff like that. And I don't know. It's difficult because I think you can. I think at uni at the beginning I used to party a lot. And I think you can definitely lose yourself a lot in it, and like lose like. That you don't see the importance of a lot of the other stuff in your life. For some reason, other stuff just feels a bit dull. And you just don't appreciate certain things as much anymore. And it's always just about, when can I party again?
Yeah.
When are we going now? Where are we going? And stuff like that. And I think it's fun and stuff. And like, maybe some people have to like go through that phase just to realize that as well. It's just when it doesn't stop and you keep going, and literally years and years, all you do is kind of party. And I'm like, where is the benefit? And at the same time, aren't parties at some point getting really repetitive?
I mean,
Only so much you can do on a at a party. Like, they don't, it's not like a revolutionary thing where every time it's a different story. I don't know, I've had great memories from partying and just going out with my friends, and like, it's more about like just being with people I enjoy with and having a fun night. When I go party, that's when I have the most memorable nights. But yeah, this just repetitive partying to kind of go out enough and stuff, I don't know.
I mean,
I get where you're coming from 100%.
I mean, I enjoy doing things that in the moment I feel like I'm living life, like I'm really living my life, you know. Like, I remember the day where we woke up at like 4 o'clock and we went to the mountains, and we drove like an hour and we hiked up a mountain at sunrise, and we got to the top and I was like, damn, like I'm living my life right now, like I'm really like 100%. Like connecting to the earth and seeing what like the world has to kind of offer, and it's beautiful. That was like so nice, and those are the type of things that I'm trying to do more often this year, instead of waking up hungover and like kind of like being lazy all day and staying in my apartment, which is also nice and I still enjoy that, don't get me wrong. But yeah, just a little substitute. I mean, anyways, there's a lot of stuff that I'll have to do, like finish university and internships and plan everything for the future. Anyways, like, I think this is kind of a year where I'm dedicating it to myself. And I think, I mean, we've seen like already the past year with like my social media and everything, like how much can happen in a year. And so I'm really trying to capitalize on this year and kind of like everything that I've built the previous year, reap the benefits of it this year.
100%.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is... I think that is a really nice approach. I think, yeah, just in a sense building off what you have already done and taking out the benefits, and yeah, sounds great.
Yeah.
I think I'm still in the building process.
Yeah.
I think a big thing for me is still my, although I'm injured now and this is going to take a while, is my gym routine. I think I would like to be more consistent, because I trained a lot last year, but I think I have to be a bit more, like I was very fit at some point before my injury, obviously. I was just at a very good, healthy fitness level. But because I was just training a lot because I was enjoying it. I was like, then I started picking boxing up again, and I was just doing boxing. Like, I wasn't even lifting weights anymore because I was just enjoying boxing that much. Like, I was like going training almost every day just to box. But maybe this year is, be a bit more focused on the way I approach it, the exact like what I do every week to achieve like certain goals a bit more, just on my fitness level, my physique, on my fitness level and everything. So it kind of combined the passion I've overall for just working out and the fun I have, both in the gym and like whatever, boxing or whatever my sport is, But being doing that with more of a plan, let's say, to at some point see clearer achievements with myself.
I'm sure you'll get there.
Just no, I will. Easy peasy. I hope so. I think. My legs will probably need some extra work at some point because I can't train them as much at the moment.
Yeah.
So I hope I won't look too much like too top heavy.
Hopefully not.
But normally it's fine. Mm. I mean, it's funny. Last surgery I had after my physiotherapy, I came out with a stronger left leg than my right leg.
Oh, damn.
Although I had the operation on the left leg. Because you train them separately so much. And obviously, to a certain extent, you focus on the left leg. And once it gets healthier and healthier, suddenly you have a stronger left leg than the right leg. It's quite funny.
Damn.
That's one of the things for me. I just want to focus on more and keep going.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a process. It's not something I'm starting new. I've been working a lot more, working out a lot last year, but just doing that even more and more this year and just a bit more focused on how I do it.
I think that sounds good.
Any other things for you on your part for or was me, that the main thing?
Nah, I mean, there's hella stuff. Hella stuff. I have yet to sign up for it, but I'm finna run a marathon this year in April.
You told me about this?
In April, in Paris, April 2nd, one marathon, 42 kilometers. God damn. I've been training for it since the December. So the time I've had for training hasn't been the most ideal. It's been a little bit tight. But, you know, I've been making it work. I see progress. Still got a lot to do. But I've been staying consistent with it. You know, I'll be going running like 3-4 times a week. And still, nonetheless, doing weight training and strength training and so on. And now I started swimming as well. Like, I went swimming twice now or once. So that feels great as well, and I think this year I'm gonna just become an animal. And, I'm gonna be a beast.
How's the running training going? How's it like? Do you feel you're on track for the marathon?
Yeah, I mean, there are like days where I'll be feeling really good, and other days where I'll be feeling really bad, and but I've been like steadily increasing the distance and increasing my speed and getting used to running outside again. So I've still got a lot to do. I still got like a lot longer to run and everything. But I think this month and next month I'll be able to do so, get to that level. And then I'll have like March time to kind of practice pacing that level. And then I'll be ready. So, but yeah.
And, I mean, I think, it's
scary stuff.
It's a crazy thing. It's like a bucket list thing as well, like a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people, like, it's so many times people train for it, even like professionals train for it to a certain extent. And then on the day, just because it's such a big task, there's always a bit of unknown. You can't fully be like, okay, I'm just going to rock through this and just do it. I've trained for it. There's always a certain certain level of uncertainty.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, they say 98% of people complete the marathon.
Yeah, I mean, it's just at the end of the day, it's a time thing. Realistically, you could be walking. It's just what you want to achieve yourself, kind of on a time front. Especially if you're if you've trained well, I think you should be able, as long as you don't injure yourself, you should be able to make it.
For sure.
It's just the time you're aiming at, if you're even aiming at a time.
Yeah. I am. I'm looking to get it like on around 4 hours would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The crazy stuff. The longest I've ever run was like an hour 45. So I'll have to like more than double that within like 3 months now. So, but yeah, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Little challenge. Never hurt anybody.
I don't even know if I've ever run over 10 kilometers.
I've run up to 17 so far, which is still very
the
little.
The most I ever did, like during football training and stuff, the most I've ever done probably is like 10 kilometers.
Yeah, I mean, the average soccer player runs around the field like 10 kilometers per game.
Yeah.
Like, actually. So,
yeah, no, I know, yeah. I know. That is like, yeah, the stats are, yeah, they show, well, there are some professionals that run more than that, which is insane. And they do like every game.
Yeah.
Like certain midfielders, they just run exactly. so much.
Exactly.
But yeah, for training, the most I've probably ever done is probably 10K. And yeah, I've run that slower and faster, but like, depending on my yeah. fitness level, beginning of a season, middle of a season, there's always a bit of a difference.
yeah, I'm very excited for it. I think it's like a nice little challenge to put myself through and kind of stay focused on the right things. And also just to be able to say that I ran a marathon is always, I think, pretty cool. And like, I mean, this has also been a thing that I've kind of been wanting to do since I was 16 years old. So now that it's actually happening, it's pretty cool. And I've already met like quite a few people that are also going to be running the marathon. So really? I won't be alone. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, very exciting stuff. Of course, I'm a little nervous, but I guess that just means I care, you know. But so
100%.
Yeah, I mean, so but I'll be ready.
Again, it's
never doubt me, Connor. Like, never doubt me. I'll always be ready.
No, I'm not doubting. But that it's normal to be nervous. Yeah. Normal to be nervous. That's what I'm saying. It's like
yeah, yeah.
Even definitely. If you can finish it, like you say, 98% finish it. It's still a big task. It's like what 42 kilometers point something, or like 42 kilometers something like that. It's not a normal thing for a human like to do on a daily basis, is
but
it?
But on the other hand, like, humans were born runners, you know, like it should be a normal thing. Like you take a look at some of the people that run marathons, they don't look exceptionally athletic. Like, I would say, like, quote unquote, maybe like quoting like the average person could easily run a marathon as well. It's just a matter of, I guess, training it and maintaining your pace and so on.
No, I think most people can run. Yeah. If you train for it, most people can run a marathon. It's not because I think the talent and the skill and the bigger preparation comes then to a lower. Oh, sorry, my bell. my doorbell. The talent and preparation comes in for like the lower times, obviously.
Yeah.
But to actually manage to do it, I think most people are able to do it with a certain level of training.
Yeah. I mean, it's still hard nonetheless, right? But it's not impossible by far not. God damn.
Someone's not answering our doorbell. The problem is with my knee.
Yeah.
There's not my, I've told you this the
You're
other
useless,
day.
You're useless, Connor.
I was home alone and they rang three times. And I thought about getting up, but I was like, by the time I put on my knee brace, I've waddled over to the fucking thing, they'd probably already be gone. And the next problem is, if I even answer the doorbell, I would have to go downstairs to the door. So that means I need like 5 minutes to go down the steps.
Bro, and your steps are steep. Your steps are so steep. Every time I walk down those, I'm like always afraid I'll slip and like fall down my ass.
Yeah. To be fair, we have had some bigger slips at our house, some major slips. Yeah. It's not great. So far, everyone's kind of come out all right. Nothing's bad has happened, but I've seen some big bags, and I was like, ooh, that one hurt.
God damn it.
It's like when you see it happen right in front of you, and you're like, you feel the pain.
Oh, man. Oh, let's change the topic, man. That makes me feel so icky. I don't like that.
Yeah. Any other New Year's resolutions? I have one. I found one after New Year's, which I didn't really
Let
know
me
I
know.
Had.
What is it?
It was since I've been back home, I've been staring around a lot, obviously, in my room, and I realized I've got to tidy up and kind of get through some shit that I don't need anymore. You know how you like...
Are you messy?
Especially, I feel like in your... If people don't, if some, I mean, for some people who move a lot, I mean, for you probably, I don't know how it was. Maybe when you moved, there was like you kind of went through some stuff as well.
Yeah.
But if you have the same room for like years and years from being a kid, stuff builds up a bit. And I've just realized I think I've just got to go through this shit because it's a bit, there's too much. There's just too much. And I'm
what you got, like old old action figures and stuff like that, or
not really. It's just like old like shoe boxes and stuff from shoes. Yeah. I thought maybe, I don't know. You know, I always kept shoe boxes as if I'm ever going to sell them.
But bro,
them.
Same.
I never sold a pair.
I keep the shoe boxes to store my shoes in. Really? Yeah, because I have, because to be honest, I have like a lot of shoes. Like they've built up over the years now. So, and especially in my small apartment, it's kind of difficult to store all of them. So I put them in shoe boxes and stack the shoe boxes over each other. And then, and whenever I want the shoe, I can like take it out of the shoe box.
Ah, fair.
But more often than not, I forget the shoes. So yeah, it's not, I don't know. I gotta figure out a different system.
Yeah, so stuff like that, you know, just little stuff. And then you've got certain, I don't know, you save stuff, like stupid stuff, like, I don't know, little things, like, because you think you'll need them one
day. You're a hoarder.
And realistic, you'll, not a big, like, not really a proper hoarder.
No.
But like, I'm not quick to throw something away straight away with like everything.
Yeah.
When I was younger, and then now when I'm getting older, I'm just like, realistically, do I need this?
Yeah.
So I've just got to go through like one or two like cupboards and stuff just to make sure there's not a big thing. Then my bookshelf in my room, I want to reorganize because it's overflowing.
Bro, you should make one of those like cleaning TikTok videos. Those videos go hella viral. I love watching those TikTok cleaning videos. You know, the organizers, like people that would go grocery shopping and they'll have like boxes in their fridge everything.
And it's
everything. They'll take the cereal out of the packaging and put it in like a fancy ass glass. Like, bro, I love those videos. You gotta do one like that too.
Yeah, imagine.
You could. oh man.
No, but that's another one that's come to it. And then another one I'm practicing at the moment, reading more books. I've gone through my first
book
this year.
Already?
I'm on to my second one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I've gone, I'm on to my second one.
Nice.
And we'll see, just trying to keep it going, read more books. I said that the last year. That was one of my ones that I wanted to do last year and I didn't actually do. I didn't read that many books. So I'm to a better start, off to a better start this year. We'll see if I which camp I land on, the one who just does it in January and then it fades off, or if I keep going.
Exactly. Every week I'm gonna ask how much did you read?
Yeah, we'll circle back on that in a few episodes time and see how I kept it.
Yes.
Now I've said it on record.
Yes.
Now I've said it on the podcast.
Yeah. Same with me and my marathon training. Same thing.
Yeah.
Well, we're both in this.
I mean, that's funny. Like, isn't that one of the reasons you started TikTok?
Why?
The way, like, this idea of, like, keeping yourself accountable to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Filming yourself every
day.
Exactly.
It helps. When people know what you're up to, it keeps you accountable. Like, I can't tell you the amount of times where I didn't exactly want to go to the gym, but because I was filming a video and because I'm such a badass, I would pull through, go to the gym, and I'd film, and I'd be like, hell yeah. The thing that pisses me off is when people see a video of me cleaning or going to the gym or whatever, and they say it's fake. Like, how can you say it's fake? You literally see me doing it. Like, I had to do it in order to film it.
What do they mean by it's fake?
I don't know, bro. They just say this is not realistic. This is all fake. I'm like, what you talking about? You literally see me doing it. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's...
People be hating.
But there's always going to be people. The bigger you get, the more people are going to say that, aren't they?
Yeah, hate is going to hate, but the bank account keeps growing.
Yeah.
They hate us because they hate us. You know that movie scene?
You know what I find crazy about that as well?
Tell me.
Is like, I know you, so I know it's not fake.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, even if it isn't fake, or even if it were fake, isn't like certain, like the messages you're trying to portray to a certain extent, still a positive vibe, like you're saying to like be productive, like look after yourself and things like that.
I mean, if I was trying to sell that, then I think I'd have to actually be doing it. Like, if I'm trying to sell something, I can't fake it and like lie about it. You know, like for example, with the Liver King, he kept promoting liver and saying this is how he's
how big
he is, and then turns out he was on steroids. Like, see, that's fucked up because you're selling.
Did you not think that?
No, of course, like, I knew, but it's fucked up to know that you're selling a certain lifestyle when actually what you're doing is something else, you know? So.
Bro, but there's so, like, that is the problem about, like, to a certain extent with certain influencers. There's so many people that do lie about their lifestyle, and they don't actually live it. And that, it, again, makes people who, where I believe you always, don't, obviously don't always know, because you don't have a case where I know you, I can see what you do, like, behind the camera when I see you just in our private life, and I see what's on camera, and I can, like, I know that it's real. But... in it, without, like, the ones that seem to be real and you believe that are real, like, they are so much more, like, I value those influences way more, because it's like, okay, they're actually living what they preach, kind of vibe. That to be fair, I always feel like if I see that and they can truly convince me that all this is real, I'm already a lot more likely to be influenced than by these fake people.
Yeah, I mean, it pays to be authentic, you know, and just be true to yourself and not fake. So, that's what I try to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, with that being said, I think we've come to the end of the episode.
Yes, sir. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Know What I'm Saying Podcast. Give us 5-star ratings, share with your friends, all that good stuff. And thanks for listening. See you next week.
See you guys next week.